The Bible study, going to church, being with God and brothers and sisters in Christ. The Bible study to help prepare minds and hearts for worshiping together again by Pastor Carl Rockroar, Zion Lutheran Church, Ridgeville Corners, Ohio, May 2020. As Christians start returning back to worship services after COVID-19 times of stay-at-home orders, it is good to study God's Word to be reminded of the basics of Christian worship. Our Christian gathering is far more than being able to go back to our favorite restaurant or hairstylist, sports, or hobby store. Christians gathering together in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are in the presence of the mighty God, Creator, Redeemer, and the life-giving Holy Spirit. God's presence and blessings are always in a Christian's life. But Christian worship is a time of learning, praising God, and praying together, all in the presence of God, and receiving the blessings of His Word and sacraments. I encourage every member of Zion and others to take the time to read and listen along to this Bible study. Ideally, all 7 lessons can be studied individually before we gather together again for our first worship service on June 7th, Lord willing. Perhaps study 1 lesson every 2 or 3 days up to June 7th. God has blessed us with historical records gathered and written by Luke about the early Christians gathering for worship. The basic teaching and good news is simple and straightforward. And at the same time, the implications and applications of God's Word are rich and deep. They comfort, teach, and empower every human soul in every culture, time, and situation. We believe God will comfort, teach, and empower us anew. Outline. Lesson 1, Introduction. Acts chapter 2, the setting of the first Christian worship. Lesson 2, Repentance and Baptism, becoming a Christian. Acts 2:42, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Lesson 3, Christian worship has the apostles' teaching. Lesson 4, Christian worship has Christian fellowship. Lesson 5, Christian worship has the Lord's Supper, part 1. Lesson 6, Christian worship has the Lord's Supper, part 2. Lesson 7, Christian worship has prayers. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for loving me and watching over me and my family. So many things seem confusing and mixed up in the world these days, but I don't want to be confused and mixed up about you and my salvation and my church. Please give me the Holy Spirit so I receive your word, understand it, and share it with others. Amen. Lesson 1, Introduction, Acts chapter 2, the setting of the first Christian worship. The promised Holy Spirit. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John record Jesus' birth, ministry, death, resurrection, and the first days after his resurrection. Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit after he returned to the Father. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take from what is mine, he will take what is mine, and declare it to you. What are some things the Holy Spirit would do? If you want, you can fill in the blanks. They're just the answers are taken from the reading. A, He will guide you into all the truth. All the truth. B. The Holy Spirit will not speak on his own authority. He will not speak on his own authority. What he hears, he will speak. What he hears, he will speak. C. The Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus. The Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus. The Holy Spirit will declare things from Jesus to the disciples. The Holy Spirit will declare things from Jesus to the disciples. And D, all that the God, all, excuse me, D, all that is God the Father's, put in Father there, all that is God the Father's belongs to Jesus. The Holy Spirit would take from Jesus and declare it to the disciples. Jesus said that the teachings and guidance from the Holy Spirit will be from God the Father and God the Son as well. The future teachings of the apostles will be from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In these and other promises of Jesus to send the Holy Spirit, Jesus reassured the disciples they would never be left alone, nor would they ever be left without the grace and power of God with them. To be sure, having the Holy Spirit in one's life does not guarantee worldly success and power. In fact, worldly success and power were the exact temptations Satan brought to Jesus to try to get Jesus to deny his Father's will to be the Savior of the world. Jesus taught his disciples that they too would be tempted to follow the world's ideas, not God's. But the world's ways do not give peace. Jesus does. From John chapter 16, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, you have promised wisdom and teaching by the power of the Holy Spirit. I ask you to fill my mind and heart with your word. You know my many problems which I worry about. Please give me your peace and give me your word. Amen.